You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, we begin with today's market news. Equity benchmarks fell on Friday after a continuous rally, with the Sensex and Nifty declining over 1%, each amid profit-taking and weak global market trends. The 30-share BSE Sensex, which had started the trade on a firm note, later gave up all the early gains and ended at 651.85 points or 1.08% lower at 59,646.15%. During the day, it tanked to 823.43 points or 1.36% to 59,474.57. The broader NSE Nifty fell 198.05 points or 1.1% to settle at 17,758.45. From the Sensex pack, Indusind Bank, Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, Tata Steel, State Bank of India, Maruti, NTPC, Hindustan Unilever and Reliance Industries were among the biggest laggards. On the other hand, Larsen & Toubro, Infosys and Tata Consultancy Services were the gainers. In Asia, markets in Seoul, Shanghai and Tokyo ended lower, while Hong Kong has settled in the green. Stock markets in Europe were trading mostly lower during mid-session deals. Wall Street had ended higher on Thursday. Moving on the economy news, retail inflation for farm and rural workers increased to 6.60% and 6.82% respectively in July, mainly due to higher prices of certain food items. In June, retail inflation for farm and rural workers stood at 6.43% and 6.76% respectively. Point-to-point rate of inflation based on the CPIAL, Consumer Price Index Agricultural Laborers, and CPIRL, Consumer Price Index Rural Laborers, stood at 6.60% and 6.82% in July 2022 compared to 6.43% and 6.76% respectively in June 2022 and 3.92% and 4.09% respectively during the corresponding month of the previous year, a Labour Ministry statement said. Similarly, food inflation stood at 5.38% and 5.44% in July 2022 compared to 5.09% and 5.16% respectively in June 2022 and 2.66% and 2.74% respectively during the corresponding month of the previous year, it stated. Now some updates from the corporate world. Debt-ridden Future Enterprises Limited said it has defaulted on payments of interest of two non-convertible debentures totaling Rs 12.68 crore. The due date for payment was August 17, 2022. FEL said in regulatory filing, the company is unable to serve its obligations in respect of the interest of non-convertible debentures due on August 17, 2022, it said on Thursday. The debentures are secured with a coupon rate of 9.60% per annum. The interest amount was payable for the period between February 16 and August 17, 2022, it said. The amount of securities issued was Rs 106 crore and Rs 159 crore, totaling Rs 265 crore. Earlier this week, FEL informed exchanges that an operational creditor of the company has filed a plea before the National Company Law Tribunal to initiate insolvency proceedings against the firm. The Future Group firm has missed the interest payment of several NCDs in the last 3 months. Meanwhile, the Commerce Ministry has recommended imposition of anti-dumping duty on Chinese osfloxacin, a medicine used to treat certain infections, for 5 years to guard domestic players from cheap imports from the neighboring country. Directorate General of Trade Remedies has recommended the duty of imports of osfloxacin and its intermediates from China after concluding in its probe that the product has been exported at dumped prices into India, which impacted the domestic industry. The authority considered it necessary and recommends imposition of the anti-dumping duty for a period of 5 years, the directorate has said in a notification. Osfloxacin is used to treat certain infections including bronchitis, pneumonia and infection of skin, bladder, urinary tract and prostate. DGTR has conducted the probe following a complaint from Aarti Durga Limited about the dumping and initiation of the investigation. In other news, Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi Corp posted a steep drop in second quarter revenue on Friday as the world's biggest smartphone market shrank, hit by strict COVID restrictions. Sales fell 20% year-on-year to $10.31 billion, missing estimates and marking a steeper decline from the previous quarter when the company posted its first ever revenue drop since listing. Net income fell 67% to 2.08 billion yuan, missing analysts' estimates. China's consumer consumption has struggled to rebound from the impact of lockdowns in Shanghai and other cities in the first half of the year. Some overseas update. Britain's Financial Conduct Authority said on Friday it had fined Citigroup Global Markets $15 million for past failures to properly apply rules aimed at spotting suspicious trading in shares and commodities. Banks are required to implement rules introduced in 2016 and known as the Market Abuse Regulation to monitor for potential insider trading and market manipulation. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.